Katy Perry. She has a new song out. Dropped today. And it sounds like Prince to me. I mean, I totally think she ripped off. I think Prince is going to sue her. Tell me if this doesn't sound like Get Off. It's Sped Up, Get Off. Good song.
It's a good song. I liked it better when Prince did it, but it's still a good song.
She has a formula, so I guarantee she wrote maybe three words in this whole song, and she has a factory behind her of people just writing songs.
Yeah, but remember, her album Witness was one of the biggest flops of 2017, and she really hasn't come back from there. Like, that really, she was doing great. Like, every song she wrote was amazing, and she was number one, and her albums were doing well. And then suddenly Witness came out, and it was a real letdown. And I don't think she's really been able to rally, you know, musically since then, which is why she ended up doing American Idol and all the other projects and things that she's doing. But I'm hoping for her, because I think she's adorable. You know, she's pregnant with Orlando Bloom's baby, and they're too cute together. I'm hoping that her reconciliation with Taylor Swift means that the Swifties will finally, like, I don't know, start buying her music again. I don't know.
The formula for her first couple of albums was that factory behind her writing songs. So this happens with everybody. This happens with every artist. They will come to her with songs and say, okay, listen to all these songs. Which one do you like? She records 10 of them. That's an album. The next one, same thing. She gets the same writers, write the same songs. Then that album that flopped, she wrote it. She's like, no, I don't need them. I can do it now. So when she wrote the songs, not a big hit. So then she brings the guys back. And when she brings the guys back, you get a hit like this.
Right. I see what you're saying.
But this is a...
That's a very good point, yeah. Because remember, you know, when she wrote, like, Teenage Dream, that album, that was Dr. Luke.
And her, she wrote some of that. She wrote Kiss the Girl. So she had hits in her.
Right.
She didn't have much. But this song, I hate to say, it's going to be one of those songs that's going to be played to death for a month. And then you're never going to hear it again.
Why is it that Lady Gaga keeps cranking it out and Katy Perry can't seem to do it? I don't get it.
No, Lady Gaga hasn't been cranking them out because she hasn't really had a hit in a while.
Adele. How about that? Adele.
Okay, because Adele can write a song. She's got many songs in her. She's like John Lennon. John Lennon had so many songs in his head. Katy Perry has got four. And once those four songs ran out, then you got to get other people to come in. But but tell me, this doesn't go, Z100.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be all over Z100. I mean, this is the song.
He's going to be singing the song like in his sleep. He's going to be playing this like crazy.
This is going to be at the top of every hour at Z100, and they're going to play it into the ground. And it sounds like a Z100 song.
Right.
So if you want to hear it, turn on Z100 now.
But quick, because it'll be gone fast.